Treefort Music Fest continues in downtown Boise throughout the weekend. And as part of our continuing coverage, program director Paul Stribling spoke with Lydia Knight, the 17-year-old lead singer of The Regrets, who are part of this year's festival.
I've got pimples on my face and grease in my hair and prickly legs. Go ahead and stare.
Well, there's no question you've got quite a gift for songwriting, because if I'm not mistaken, you wrote most all of the songs on Feel Your Feelings Full. What is the songwriting process like for you? Does that come easy?
Yeah, I mean, it's constantly changing for me. Sometimes I'll be in the shower or just going on a walk, and I'll come up with a melody and a lyric that I really like. So I'll quickly make a little voice memo or write it down in my notes and go back to it when I'm, you know, in a place to sit down with a guitar. Or I'll just be noodling on the guitar, and a chord progression will strike me, or a riff or something will really catch my attention, and then I'll go off of that. So it really just depends.
I'd imagine that you probably had music in your house growing up.
Yeah, all the time.
What sorts of music?
Well, my first favorite band was the Ramones, and the Ramones were constantly being played in my house. A lot of old rock and roll and old punk rock, like The Clash and Sex Pistols and stuff. That's like what I listened to when I was really young. And then I got more into like David Bowie and the Stones and the Beatles. And then also through this entire time, I also was constantly listening to different girl groups from the 60s and different music from that time period. And then going back to the 50s and listening to Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash and Elvis. And then my mom introduced me to Hole when I was in 7th or 8th grade. And that's when I started listening to Bikini Kill and Bratmobile and L7 and obviously Hole. And that's when my music kind of took a shift.
Well, I think there are probably folks that would, you know, that would hear The Regrets and like I did and hear so many different musical influences. But what I like is not only all those different influences, but the way you guys pull them together.
Hey now, what's your name? You're really cute and really nice. I think we should go on a date. Oh, hey now.
High school was honestly just the best place to pull ideas from for writing music. Like, it made it so easy constantly to come up with, you know, subject matters, because I was constantly dealing with whatever stupid drama happens in high school. But I also really loved my school, and I really enjoyed my time there, and I'm really happy that I went, because I only went up until halfway through sophomore year. And then I started homeschooling. But I feel like it was a perfect balance. Like, I feel like I had a very great kind of classic high school experience and met a lot of amazing people through that.
I'm assuming you probably got to go see some concerts. What kind of effect and what kind of a influence did performances have for you?
Yeah, my first concert was Fats Domino, and that's actually my first memory, and that was when I was 2, and I will always love, love, love Fats Domino. And then when I was 5, I went to a Donna's concert, and that's what really made me want to play music and do what I do. And just in general, my parents, especially my dad, it's always been like a huge thing trying to get me to as many shows as possible. And I constantly go to concerts because that's like how I learn. It's like when an architect goes and does research in different cities and different places and stuff for inspiration and whatnot. That's how I feel when I go to concerts.
Hey, there, well, baby, I want you.
Lydia Knight and the Regrets perform at Treefort Friday evening at 11 at the Boise All Ages Movement Project on 8th Street. You can check out the complete lineup at boisestatepublicradio.org.